In the mid-1800s, Fort Smith was in Crawford County rather than Sebastian County as it is today. At that time, Crawford County was large, extending north to the Missouri line, including Scott County to the south, and to the west to include Sequoia County in Oklahoma. Prior to the infamous Judge Isaac C. Parker's reign in Fort Smith, the federal court was actually in Van Buren from 1851 to 1871. Earlier this week, I caught up with Tom Wing, director of the Drennan Scott House Historic Site and instructor at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, to learn about this lesser-known time period in the Western District Federal Court's history. When the Army moved out of Fort Smith after the Civil War, the federal courts moved over there to expand into the vacant space the Army left behind. Wing says the current population in both Fort Smith and Van Buren is a reflection and direct result of the federal court's move. Back in 1851, when the court had jurisdiction over 69,000 square miles of territory, including Indian tribes in Oklahoma, it gave the court a very difficult job to do. The very first federal court judge in Van Buren was the Honorable Daniel Ringo. Here's Tom Wing.
He is an interesting story because he was a he would be called a Union man, and he was appointed in 1851, and he was still judge at the time of the Civil War. But Arkansas joined the Confederacy, so he stepped down because he was pretty much pro-Union, and the Confederate government, you know, kind of disbanded the court here. They chose to deal with the Indian tribes in a little bit different way. They sent Albert Pike as a representative to them, but then Ringo came back shortly after the Civil War and served kind of in a interim position for a little while. So he stepped out and stepped back in.
Wing will give a talk this Saturday afternoon at 3 at the Fort Smith Public Library's Miller Branch. It's entitled Hangings in Van Buren and Other Long-Lost Tales, the Federal Court of the Western District Before Judge Parker. Prior to that, I asked him to tell me one of those long-lost tales.
Probably one of the most famous things that the court dealt with was the case of Parley Pratt. And Parley Pratt was a Mormon missionary and apostle. It was his actual position, I think, in the church. Came through Crawford County. He was actually running interference for his, I believe she was his seventh wife. They were trying to get to New Orleans to get her kids from her estranged husband and get back out to Utah. Sordid story in a lot of details, but while he was in Crawford County, the jealous estranged husband used his contacts through the Masons and figured out where Pratt was, got him brought up to Van Buren on charges that were pretty much trumped up. They held him in court here for a few days in jail. And then the judge was gone. Ringo was gone at the time, and the commissioner ended up. His name was Ogden. He couldn't hold Pratt for the charges. He didn't have any evidence, so they turned him loose. And what happened was the jealous ex-estranged husband caught up with Pratt as Pratt was leaving Crawford County on the road and murdered him on the highway, or you know, and stabbed him and shot him. Pratt eventually died. He's buried up in up near Fine Springs, which is north of Alma, Arkansas. And at the same time this is going on, newspaper reports get out to Utah to the Mormon Church, and what we've been able to kind of trace down is the Mormon Church reaction was, you know, to avenge his death. And about that same time, a group of settlers from Carroll County, Arkansas, were traveling through Utah territory and had the unfortunate encounter of some Paiute Indians that were probably coerced by the Mormon Church to raid this party from Arkansas in revenge for Pratt's death. Pratt McLean, who was the husband, was never brought up on charges, never punished at all, and that was pretty well known out in Utah. So, you know, it's a really tragic thing. Over 100 Arkansans lost their lives in that Mountain Meadows massacre. That is probably a direct result of Pratt's murder in Crawford County. Pratt was held in the court in Van Buren when the court was the Western District of Arkansas, which a few years later became the court over in Fort Smith that Judge Parker's associated with. That's one of the really rich stories that we have over here.
Earlier this year on Ozarks at Large, we reported on the crime duo Bonnie and Clyde's stint in Crawford County in the 1930s. As it turns out, they are not the only well-known outlaws to have made a stop in Western Arkansas.
And then there's one other, I think, really compelling story. Probably the most famous outlaw that was ever kept by the court on either side of the river wasn't really an outlaw. He was a guy that we usually think of as a lawman, and his name was Wyatt Earp. Wyatt Earp, you know, had chosen a life of law enforcement early, but lost his wife. His wife became ill and died, and he really took her death hard. Probably took his sorrows out in a whiskey bottle. Ended up drifting, stole a horse, or got accused of stealing a horse, and ended up in jail in Van Buren, Arkansas, in about 1871, right before the court moved to Fort Smith. The documents aren't totally clear. According to the court records, it looks like he paid his bail and then jumped it and went west. Went out and hunted buffalo for a while, ended up in Dodge City, and then out to Tombstone after that, which is a well-known story. But there's also some accounts that maybe he escaped from the jail, and that's one of those areas of history that we were trying to confirm and see. There wasn't a jail escape about the same time that he would have jumped bail, so it's not entirely clear in the documents whether that happened. It was also in the middle of one of those really corrupt administrations. William Britton was the U.S. Marshal, and he was being investigated at the very time for a lot of corruption during that time. There, some historians think that maybe the charges against Earp were fabricated anyway, just to bring him in and cause him to have to pay bail. That was pretty common. I do know that the deputy that brought him in was paid $141 for his services, so it cost the government $141 to bring Earp in. The horse that he supposedly stole, was only valued at about $90, so that's not a very good return on your investment there as far as the investigation, but it's one of those neat stories, and we'll talk about it a little bit more in detail. And that's something that you don't realize is somebody like Wyatt Earp came right through this part of the country, and you know, he's famous even further west, and you know, number of movies have been made and a lot of books have been written, but that guy has a story right here too.
To hear other stories that happened right here in Van Buren, Arkansas, just head to the Fort Smith Public Library's Miller Branch this Saturday at 3 to hear Tom Wing's talk. Wing is the director of the Drennan Scott House Historic Site in Van Buren. This is Ozarks at Large.